This is Rabbi Nathaniel Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, April 25th, 2022. I did not get a chance to wish everyone a Chag Kasher V'Sameach because I did not anticipate not recording for Friday, Erev Yontif. So I hope everyone had a wonderful Pesach. And now we are back to learning. Chav Ches Amad Aleph, second section, 28a, the green text. So the before Pesach, Thursday, we had the position of Rabbi Yehoshua that Shoklin Mana Keneged Mana B'Yantav. You can weigh two pieces of meat against each other on Yantav to see how much it is, then you settle up afterwards. Amar Rabbi Yosef, our text. Halacha K'Rabbi Yehoshua, the Halacha K'Rabbi Yehoshua, right? As opposed to the other more prohibitive positions, that either you can't do it at all, you have to use some kind of vessel, can't weigh two pieces of meat. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehoshua, you can do it. Ho'el utnan bivchoros kevasei. Right, because there is a right Mishnah. We learn in the world of bichoros, right, in the Gemara bichoros, like Rabbi Yehoshua, bichoros before the firstborns. Ditznan, there we learn in the Mishnah. Psule hamukdashin hana'asal nehekdesh. Right, when something is sanctified, it becomes pasul. Right, then it goes up in value, so you can redeem whatever it is. Any increase in value, of course, goes to Hekdesh. Right, it's going to go to the sanctuary, to the temple. B'shoklin mana, can they get mana, b'vachor? And, this is for us the important part, right, you are allowed to balance, weigh one piece of meat against another when it comes to a b'chor. Right, the b'chor becomes blemished. You can weigh it one against the other. So Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, Vidil Malohi. Maybe it's not true. You set up this parallel between weighing pieces of meat on Yantif and weighing pieces of a Bechor. Right, maybe that's not a good equation. Ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Yoshua hacha. Right, Rabbi Yoshua only allowed you to weigh meat, two pieces of meat, on the scale on Yontif, Ella Deleka Bizyon Kodshim. There's no degradation to Kodshim, right? To sanctified meat on Yontif, when we're talking about regular meat, right? Profane meat, the best kind, no. Right, but it's not, on Yontif, it's meat from the butcher store. You want to eat for Yontif. There's no issue of Kodshim or sanctified meat for the Beis HaMikdash or for the Bechor. So Rabbi Yeshua allows you to start weighing things, which is a very commonplace activity that he allows, but maybe he won't allow you to do it with a Bechor because a Bechor is Kadosh, a Bechor is holy. We don't treat holy things like that. Avayt aval hasam, but here, in the case of Bechor, the ika bizyon kodshim, there is degradation to the kodshim. Lo, he won't. Inami, or we can say it right the opposite way. Ad kan lo ke'amir rabbanan hasam ela mishum delo mechzek u'vdin lechol. The only reason that the rabbis allowed, right, the chachamim allowed you by bechor to weigh one against the other is because you're doing that on a weekday. On a weekday, there's no concern for what's called u'vdin lechol, that it looks like something you're doing on a weekday. Okay, look good. It looks like something you're doing on a weekday. It's a weekday. It's fine. Aval hacham, but here on Yantiv, the mechzek u'vdin dechol, that it looks like on Yantiv you're weighing meat to sell it, that's a whole activity. Lo, right? Maybe they wouldn't agree. Right? So Abaye simply points out that Rabbi Yosef's comparison, right, between Rabbi Yeshua's halacha by Yantiv and the Mishnah, right, the chacham, and by Bechor, is not as simple as one would think. Okay. Right, so now it says Lameimra de Kapti, right? Ahadadi. Right? From the fact that they're measuring, right, means that they actually are very careful, that they're not going to give one to the other. They're very machbid on making sure they get paid back later. And therefore there's a whole discussion about how you weigh the business. Right, we're talking about, if you look up the page, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon. Right, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon, Shoklin Mana Keneged Mana. The Gemara now says, wait a minute, these are good friends. They don't really care that much. Right, Baha Hanhu Shav Binayasa, the Asulabe Rabbi, when he came with these seven fish, they found five of them in the house of Rav Chiya. Right? And Rav Shimon didn't care. So how could it be that Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon, this is sort of a tangential question, on their personalities, how could it be that they were really measuring things out of Yontif? These are their brothers, they love each other, they don't really care. I take the fish is here, the fish is there, it doesn't matter. So Amar Rav Papa says, we got the wrong people. Ranshadi Gavra Benayu, literally throw a person between them. You gotta change one of those two. Can be Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon. E Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Yossi, right? Maybe the original story was not Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shmuel. Or E Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Ubar Kapara. Or it was Rabbi Shimon, right, son of Rabbi. Not Rabbi Chiya, but Bar Kapara. And they were machbid one on another. All righty. Mi'u Mishnah. Ein mashchizin es hasakin miyantiv. You cannot sharpen a knife on yantiv. Even though it's for a cooking purpose. That the Mishnah says, we'll see why later, you can't do. But you can take, you ever see those cooking shows where the chefs are like, you know, one knife against the other, smacking them around and sharpening them that way? That you're allowed to do. So the Gemara says as follows. Right, we only learn this Mishnah that you can to do it with a mashchezes of stone. That is literally a sharpening stone. Right, mashchezes is a sharpener, evan is stone. Aval b'mashchezes shel eitz, but with a wood sharpening block. Know how that works, but clearly is less effective than the stone. Mutter, therefore it's permitted. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, not only that, hada amarta shel evan aser, that which you said you can't use the sharpening stone, it is prohibited. Lo Amran Elan Lechadida. That's only if you're going to use the sharpening stone to literally sharpen it, to make it chad, to make it sharp. Aval ha'avir shamnu nisa mutter. But if you're just using it to get the fat off the knife, so that is mutter. That's permitted. Right? Michlal, from there we learn, divishel eitz, that if we're talking about a wooden sharpening block, something, it's not a stone. Afilu lechadida nami mutter. Even to sharpen it, it is permitted. Right? Come back tomorrow. We'll see there are other versions with different conclusions, but this concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.